song I wrote about a hero of mine. And he was a teenager back in the 1920s and early 30s. And he was a painter and a poet, a visionary, an outdoorsman. And we'll say that he came from permissive parents out in California. And he would, so he'd do the school year, right? He'd be in school, and then when summertime came, they'd let him take his donkey and he'd disappear up into the high Sierras for 3 months. Then he'd come back, go to school. And after graduating high school, he started branching out, going into Death Valley and then into what was basically uncharted territory at the time of northern Arizona, southern Utah. And he would send back paintings and drawings and these beautiful poems and these great letters. And he fell in with all the sort of Western bohemians of the time. He was friends with young Ansel Adams and Dorothea Lange. So he was like a real guy. And he always would tell people, he'd say, you know, someday I'm going to disappear and you're never going to find me. And in about 1933, when he was 20, 21 years old, he did disappear. And he's never been found. And so he disappeared in an area called the Grand Escalante, which is still semi-unexplored. And that was that. He became a legend of the Southwest. And so over the years, people tried to track him down. Is he still alive? Is he dead? Et cetera, et cetera. Until last January, I got an email from and he and a couple of pals every year go up into the Grand Escalante there, and they camp out, and they go, you know, have a beverage or two, I'm sure. And then they go looking for his remains. And so I get an email saying, found him. And it basically involved a dying Navajo told his daughter, who then, when she was dying, told her son, and her son said there's a skeleton stuck in this crevasse. And so they took the bones, sent it up to the DNA laboratory at the University of Colorado in Boulder, and they came back saying white or Caucasian male, early 20s. And in those days, there wasn't a lot of Wendy's or Taco Bell's or Interstates or anything, so there weren't that many Caucasian males in the early 20s in the Grand Escalante. So they figured, okay, it's got to be Everett, you know, and it basically the bones dated to about 60-some years ago. And that was that. I lost the song. And then did a couple interviews for NPR where they called me up and they wanted to know, you know, what did I thought about them finding, you know, the discovery of Everett Roos. And they said, you gonna write another verse to the song? And I thought, no, I don't wanna do that, you know, because disappearing is poetry. Finding the guy is journalism. One of the best lines I've ever come up with. So that's that. I lost the song. Yeah, what can you do? Until. Until, no, I swore I'd never play it again. Yeah. Because it didn't mean anything anymore. Until. Simmer down, boy. Until the Roos family decided, well, we want to get a second opinion. So they sent the bones to the best DNA lab in the world, the Naval DNA Lab down in Florida. And the Naval DNA Lab ran their tests on the bones and came back and said, 60-year-old Navajo. So, Everett Roos is still missing. But more importantly, I get my song back.